Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
In the name of Allah, Salam. So welcome, this is another episode of Lantern. On the continuation of this episode of Lantern, we have the hunter, the sheikh, and the hungry cat. Once upon a time, there lived a hunter in a forest. He was young and strong and very successful as a hunter. To amuse himself, this hunter kept a cat as a pet. In the late afternoon, when the hunter ate his meal of roasted meat, he gave some of it to the cat. This cat got so used to the meat that if any other food was offered that was not meat, it would refuse to eat it. It was indeed a spoiled cat. It so happened that one day the young man fell sick. He could not go out hunting. So the hunter took out some barley, boiled it, and sat down to it. The cat came running for its food, and the hunter offered some of the barley to the cat. The cat smelled the barley, hissed at the food, and walked away. There also lived in the forest a certain sheikh in a hut not too far away from that of the hunter. Sensing that something was wrong with the hunter because he had not heard the sounds that resulted from his usual hunting, the sheikh went to see the young man. Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you, the sheikh greeted the young hunter. Are you well, my young friend? Said the sheikh. I have a fever, my sheikh, said the hunter, and a terrible headache, so I could not go hunting today. At this point, the hunter's pet cat came out. It was still hissing from the lack of meat. This cat eats only meat, said the hunter. I offered it some barley, but it refused to eat it, and it has been hissing since the morning. The sheikh thought for a moment. Give me the cat for 3 days, said the sheikh, and help me build a cage. I will train the cat. The sheikh carried home the cage and with it the cat. The first day he offered the cat water and some barley in a cup, which was placed outside the cage and within reach of the cat hissed and turned away. This scene was repeated the second day. The third day, the sheikh pulled the cup of barley away so that the cat could not reach it even if it wanted to. The cat hissed all morning, but by the afternoon of the third day, the hissing stopped and it was all quiet. By now, the hunter was feeling better and he came to the sheikh to collect his cat. Greeting the sheikh, he asked how the cat was doing. I will show you, said the sheikh. He opened the door to the cage. The cat ran straight to the cup of barley. Only after licking the cup clean of all the barley did the cat turn to the hunter. The hunter had learned his lesson. Thank you, my sheikh, said the hunter. I should treat my nafs the way you treated this cat. Do not give it to the fancy desires of your nafs. Keep it on the tight leash, feed it with the food of contentment.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Lantern from iWeb English Radio This is Zainab Musavi and what we do in this program is to listen to certain stories and then take the moral lessons out of them in order for us to make use of them in our ordinary life as Muslims. You know, the story we've just listened to is about training the nafs and being aware not to let it do what it desires in an uncontrollable manner. The third type of nafs is nafs al-mutma'inna. The Holy Book of Quran says, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّ أَرْجَعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَّةً To the righteous, it will be said, Oh, reassured soul, return to your Lord well pleased and pleasing to Him. Surah Al-Fajr, verses number 27 and 28. This type of nafs that is introduced as mutma'inna means that the nafs is a state of serenity. The contented, tranquil, at peace nafs. You know, obviously, the peace here means that it has aman or safety and itminan, that is contentment from doing sin. It has no unlawful desires. It has desires that it was the nafs, that as the nafs was. You know, that is what the nafs does, but it only desires good things. The sign of this nafs is exactly what we just mentioned. You know, this person not only abstains from sin, he or she no longer desires sin. That faculty and part of their humanity that desires, that is their nafs, only and only desires things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala views as desirable. And it has stopped desiring those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has labeled them as undesirable. Okay, let's go for a short break and soon we will be back.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back to your audience. You're listening to Lantern and we are talking about different types of nafs, and we want to talk more about one of them, that is nafs al-ammara. Now let's talk a little more about this nafs that we are supposed to train, which is nafs al-ammara. Following nafs al-ammara is among those actions that can destroy man at any level. The Holy Book of Quran warns believers against it, advising people to stay away from it and remain cautious. This nafs refers to any action or covert behavior which is against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants man to reach perfection and his will is focused on this target. If our desires are not in line with that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we end up in following nafs al-ammara. This is why the Holy Book of Quran recommends people to stay away from those people who only follow their nafs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُطْعِ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. Do not be those whom we have caused to neglect us and instead follow their own desires beyond all limits. Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 28. Failing to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgetting His mercies, rule, authority, following Satan and implementing extremist actions are examples where nafs al-mutma'inna can lead us to. There is a hadith from the Holy Prophet ﷺ in which a military battle is described as the smaller jihad and the struggle against the soul is characterized as greater jihad or the major jihad or the major struggle. Allama Tabatabai believes that the struggle against the soul in this hadith is struggle against commanding soul or nafs al-ammara. Allama Majlisi cites a hadith to effect that your greatest enemy is your soul, interpreting it as referring to one's evil commanding soul. Okay, dear listeners, that's the time we've got for this episode of Lantern. Today we talked about different types of nafs, and especially we talked about nafs al-ammara and how dangerous it can be. And I hope that all of us would work on ourselves and leave this nafs to its own and come nearer to nafs al-lawama and nafs al-mutma'inna, inshallah. Thank you very much for being with us in this episode. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.